I want you to know 来自于 DJ Zed 和 Selena Gomez 的合唱。欢迎来到听歌学英语栏目，我是主播 Candice， 你可以叫我小 C。 这首歌呢是 Selena 曾经和 Zed 在一起后的第一首歌曲，旋律很动感，歌词很甜蜜，给人一种撒狗粮的感觉哈。心动的时候巴不得他都知道我们内心的想法，想告诉你的事情很多很多，想告诉你当你在想我的时候我也在想你，再说下去就有点肉麻了。好，那接下来呢我们要在歌声中学习一下歌词中的英语。如果想了解节目的文案，欢迎关注微信公众号小 C 音乐，音是英语的音，搜索歌名 I want you to know 来获取本期节目的文本内容。好了，话不多说，开始听歌学英语。 I want you to know that it's our time, you and me bleed the same lightI want you to know that I'm all yours. You and me are on the same course. I'm slipping down a chain reaction. And here I go, here I go, here I go, go. I'm slipping down a chain reaction. Here I go, here I go, here I go, go. 我跌进你精心准备的圈套，一环扣着一环，令我无法自拔。这里呢有个重点单词是 slip.S-L-I-P, slip. 光是这个词语就可以学到很多很多的内容，因为它的意思实在是太多了。首先它可以表示溜走，比如说 I tried to follow her, but she gave me the slip. 我呢想跟紧她，但是她却趁我不备溜走了。I tried to follow her, but she gave me the slip. Alright? 接下来它可以表示跌倒或是滑倒、失足这样的含义。It took a slip in the bathroom.他在浴室里滑了一跤。 He took a slip in the bathroom. Slip 还可以引申表示失误、过失、过错这样的含义，有时候呢指的是口误。 There mustn't be the slightest slip. 听懂了吗？ Slightest slip 就是最最轻微的差错，不能够有一星半点的差错。 There mustn't be the slightest slip. Slip 还可以表示小纸条、纸片，比如说 Paul gave me a slip with his telephone number on it. 保罗给了我一张纸条，上面写着他的电话号码。 Paul gave me a slip with his telephone number on it. 那说到这里呢，就想分享到一个短语叫做 pink slip. Pink slip. 千万不要以为这是普通的粉红色的小纸条。其实呢，这个词在俚语中间呢，指的是解雇通知书。如果别人说给你一个 pink slip,你不要以为是给你一个粉红的小纸条，这样就完事了哈。这次非常非常的严重，在100多年前呢，美国有一位老板开始用粉红色的纸条来写解雇的通知书，夹在雇员的工资条里，告诉他们不用再去上班了。所以呢 ，pink slip 字面上是粉红色的小纸条，其实呢指的是解雇通知书。我们来听一句 ：I feel so sorry for her. She just got a pink slip.我真替她难过，她刚刚收到了一份解雇通知书。I feel so sorry for her. She just got a pink slip. Right? 接下来 slip 还可以表示下降、下跌。我们来听一个例句。There has been a slip in the quality of your work. 你的工作质量呢有所下降。There has been a slip in the quality of your work.那么 slip 作为动词的时候呢，也是一些相应的含义，比如说 she slipped out of the room, 她溜出了房间。 She slipped out of the room. She will never let slip a chance to study abroad. 她呢绝不会错过出国学习的机会。 She will never let slip a chance to study abroad. I saw him slip the tickets to the girl. I saw him slip the tickets to the girl.听了两遍哈，那有没有听懂呢？这里的 slip 表示是偷偷的塞进，把什么什么东西偷偷的塞给别人。I saw him slip the tickets to the girl. 我看见他把那些票塞给了那个姑娘。再来听一个例句。He slipped a coin into the waiter's hand. 他把一块硬币很快的塞进了服务员的手中。He slipped a coin into the waiter's hand. His secret has slipped out.这句话有没有听懂呢？ 他的 secret 秘密被 slipped out， 可以猜到意思吗？就是说他的秘密被无意中说了出来，被泄露了出来。His secret has slipped out。接下来我们要学的单词是 reaction， reaction。Act, A-C-T, 可以表示表演、扮演，那么 action 指的是动作， reaction 它指的是反应。比如说 their reaction to the joke is to laugh， 他们对于这个笑话的反应呢是笑， their reaction to the joke is to laugh。Once again, I'm yours in fractions. It takes me down, pulls me down, pulls me down low. 这里呢有一个常用的短语是 once again. Once again 表示再一次。比如说 I'll tell you how to do it once again. 我再一次告诉你怎么做。I'll tell you how to do it once again. Fraction, fraction, F-R-A-C-T-I-O-N. 这个单词呢是一个名词，表示是小部分、少许。比如说 the door opened a fraction， 就是门稍微的开了一条缝， the door opened a fraction。 那么举一反三，我们说请把窗户打开一点，可以说 open the window a fraction please， open the window a fraction please， alright。 The cost is only a fraction of his salary， 那项费用呢不过是他薪水的小小的一部分，是他的一个 fractionThe cost is only a fraction of his salary. 接下来分享一个短语叫做 not by a fraction. Not by a fraction. 就是一点也不。比如说 he does not like the new governess by a fraction. 他一点呢也不喜欢他的新家庭教师。这里有一个单词啊叫做 governess， 表示的是家庭女教师。他一点也不喜欢他的新的这个家庭女教师。He does not like the new governess by a fraction. And once again, I'm yours in fractions. It takes me down, pulls me down, pulls me down low. Honey, it's raining tonight. But storms always have an eye, have an eye. Honey, it's raining tonight. But storms always have an eye, have an eye.宝贝儿，今天外面下着瓢泼大雨，但是风暴中心总有平静和安宁。这里呢有个短语是 have an eye， have an eye， 这里有一个连读的地方啊， have an eye， n 和 I 一只眼睛连起来叫做 an eye， an eye， have an eye， 字面上来理解呢就是有一只眼睛，那这样呢肯定是没有什么意思的，但是呢它后面接上各种介词就有了不同的含义。首先 have an eye on 表示照顾、留意、监视这样的意思， have an eye on 这个词呢也可以说成 keep an eye on。 Please have an eye on my child while I am away， 我不在的时候请帮我看管一下我的孩子。 Please have an eye on my child while I am away。 Have an eye 后面加上 to 呢就是对于什么东西有想要得到的这样的一个愿望，甚至可以指觊觎。Since he joined the company, he has had an eye to its financial interests and assets. 自从加入了这个公司呢，他就觊觎公司的 financial interests 财务权益以及 assets 资产。Since he joined the company, he has had an eye to its financial interests and assets. 最后 have an eye 后面加上 for 指的是对什么东西有眼力或者是有识别什么什么的能力。比如说 have an eye for beauty 就是说有审美的意识。You have an eye for beauty and a fine sense of balance and rhythm， 这是一句夸奖的话，也是一句点评，说你有这个审美的意识，对于平衡和旋律呢也很有感觉。 You have an eye for beauty and a fine sense of balance and rhythm。正在播放的这首歌曲叫做 I want you to know， 我想让你知道。今天的节目到这里要和你说再见了，如果你喜欢我的节目的话呢，欢迎关注微信公众号小 C 音乐，英是英语的英，期待遇见你。好了，节目最后让我们来完完整整的听一下这首歌 那我们下期再见啦，拜拜。
I want you to know that it's our time. You and me bleed the same light. I want you to know that I'm all yours. You and me run the same course. I'm slipping down a chain reaction. And here I go, here I go, here I go, go. And once again I'm yours in fractions. It takes me down, pulls me down, pulls me down low. Honey, it's raining tonight, but storm